From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, and happy 75th birthday to musician James Taylor.
Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Do as I say.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Tom Wage's Funeral Home. Car crash in Petrie Corners leaves three dead and three injured. Child dies after being hit by car in Mall of Georgia parking lot. And three teens arrested after being found in stolen vehicle. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why talk to Tom M. Wage's Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Three individuals lost their lives and three others were injured in a vehicular accident that took place in Petrie Corners. The incident occurred just before 4 p.m. at the intersection of Petrie Corner Circle and Elmside Village Lane. The Gwinnett Police Department is currently investigating the matter. The identities of the victims have not yet been disclosed, pending notification of next of kin. Police are urging any witnesses to come forward with pertinent information. This can be done directly or anonymously through Crime Stoppers, which offers a monetary reward for tips leading to an arrest and indictment in the case. A tragic incident unfolded in the parking lot of Dick's Sporting Goods at the Mall of Georgia, where a child was fatally hit by a vehicle. The Gwinnett County Police responded to the scene shortly after 4 p.m. The injured child was swiftly transported to Children's Hospital of Atlanta, Eggleston, where they were later pronounced dead. Two other individuals were also injured during the incident, but their injuries are not life-threatening. They were taken to Northside Hospital, Lawrenceville, for treatment. The driver involved in the collision remained at the scene and is fully cooperating with the ongoing investigation. Police are currently working to ascertain the factors that led to this unfortunate incident. The identities of the victims have not been released as authorities are still in the process of notifying their families. Authorities are encouraging any witnesses to come forward with any relevant information. This can be done directly to the police or anonymously via Crime Stoppers. There is a cash reward and an offer for tips that lead to an arrest and indictment in the case. Three teenagers from DeKalb County have been apprehended by Gwinnett County Police following their discovery in a stolen vehicle. The vehicle in question was reportedly involved in a shooting incident that took place in February. The arrests were made after the police intercepted the vehicle near Cherokee Cove and Anniston Road. This followed an instance where the vehicle accelerated towards an officer's patrol car. The suspects, who are 14, 15, and 16 years old, were safely detained after the police initiated a chase and successfully executed a pit maneuver. The teens now face a range of charges, including aggravated assault on a police officer, fleeing and eluding, and theft by taking a motor vehicle. There is also a possibility that they may face additional charges as the investigation progresses. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Peachtree Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you stuck in a cooking rut? Be sure and pick up a copy of the Ingles Table magazine. Look for it in your Ingles deli or find it online on our website, ingles-markets.com, under the recipes tab. It's full of recipes and cooking tips, as well as videos from regional celebrities and food bloggers.
Georgia's turkey hunting season is set to commence on March 30th, attracting the attention of turkey hunters across the state. However, certain groups will have the opportunity to begin their hunting season earlier. On March 23rd and 24th, youth hunters and individuals with mobility impairments will be permitted to hunt exclusively on private land. Youth hunters under the age of 16 are required to be accompanied by an adult during their hunts. On the other hand, those with a certified disability can hunt independently, provided they have the appropriate documentation. It's important to note that all hunters must secure a free harvest record each season, regardless of their age. They're also required to report their harvest through Georgia Game Check within 24 hours of the activity. While youth hunters under age 16 are not required to possess a license, those age 16 and above must have one. The state also offers designated hunting opportunities for young hunters through quota hunts on wildlife management areas. However, the deadline for applications for this year's quotas hunts has already passed. Yeah, A.J. Waugh, a resident of Lawrenceville and a maternal health professional, was afforded the unique opportunity to attend President Joe Biden's State of the Union address as a guest of U.S. Representative Lucy McBath, a Democrat from Georgia. A.J. Waugh serves in the capacity of Director of Community Partnerships and Resources for the Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies Coalition of Georgia. The invitation extended by Representative McBath to A.J. Waugh was a strategic move aimed at bringing attention to issues related to maternal health, particularly given Georgia's high maternal mortality rate. Both A.J. Waugh and McBath chose to wear white attire during the event, a color traditionally associated with reproductive rights. In her professional role, A.J. Waugh is dedicated to establishing connections between mothers and babies in Georgia with essential resources that promote growth and development. Her efforts are especially targeted towards aiding underserved populations within the state. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits, such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
The University of Georgia class of 2023 has demonstrated significant achievement with a career outcomes rate of 96% within 6 months of graduation. The data reveals that 64% of graduates secured full-time employment, while 23% opted to continue their education. Additionally, 9% pursued various postgraduate opportunities. Significantly, 70% of the students had job offers prior to graduation, and an impressive 98% were employed within the first 6 months after graduation. A considerable number of these graduates chose to stay in Georgia for their careers, landing positions with notable employees such as AT&T, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Delta Airlines, and the Home Depot. This year's achievement marks the 12th consecutive year that UGA has exceeded a 90% career outcomes rate, underscoring the institution's consistent performance in equipping its students for the workforce. The Georgia Taxidermists Association recently held a show in Macon that allowed attendees to witness the artistry inherent in taxidermy. Master taxidermists demonstrated their craft, meticulously recreating wildlife with an impressive level of detail. This served to emphasize the artistic aspects of taxidermy and challenge common misconceptions about the practice. A series of workshops were conducted throughout the event, focusing on various mounting techniques. The event also included a competition where artists displayed their work, featuring wildlife in naturalistic habitats. One participant that stood out during the event was Seth French, who showcased his expertise in turkey mounting. His exceptional work earned him several awards and recognition from his peers. Individuals interested in joining the GTA or learning more about taxidermy can reach out to Secretary Christy Yon for additional information. We'll have final thoughts after this.
Calling all change makers and educators. Your chance to shape the future is here at Gwinnett County Public Schools. Join us at the Regional Job Fair on March 26th at Brookwood High School from 4 to 6 p.m. Be the difference in our community and take the next step in your career. Say yes to GCPS and register online today. TeamGCPS.com, where your calling as an educator awaits.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdown, New Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.